100 years since Paris last played host to the biggest sporting games in the world, a century since Ireland first sent a team to the Olympics. The French capital will stage an opening ceremony like no other tonight and officially declare the games open with an elaborate exhibition on the River Seine. A procession of barges will take almost 7,000 athletes along the river past Paris's most famous landmarks, while more than 300,000 spectators will watch from the banks. It will mark the first time an opening ceremony for a Summer Olympics has been held outside a stadium. Our reporter Kate Varley is in the French capital and joins us now. Kate, is Paris ready?
Well, it's certainly getting there. It looks like it this morning. Yes, good morning. They're calling it the greatest open-air show on earth. And the stage is set, or should I say the scene is set, for tonight's opening ceremony extravaganza. Well, Gavin, organisers have kept many of the details pretty quiet so far. What we do know is that there will be about 94 or so boats and nearly 7,000 athletes, including our own, of course. They'll be expected to set sail down that famous river past landmarks such as the Notre Dame Cathedral. They'll disembark just opposite the Eiffel Tower, where huge platforms have been set up along the river. Now, how the night will pan out entertainment-wise, well, that's still unconfirmed. There's some suggestions here that Celine Dion could perform, and there are reports in a number of the newspapers that Lady Gaga has been spotted on board a floating piano on the river. So that could be a bit of a giveaway, but still nothing confirmed. Security-wise, well, we've heard so much about that massive operation here in the run-up to the Games because of the risks associated with this very ambitious, this very elaborate ceremony. So huge areas either side of the river have essentially been locked down for the past week. Landmarks and bridges have been closed, and there's an enormous police presence everywhere in the centre of the city. 45,000 officers are being deployed. Tonight, a 150-kilometre no-fly zone will be in place, while there'll be snipers on roofs all along that 6-kilometre route. And Gavin, that security operation has provoked some disquiet from some residents and business owners inside the zone. And many Parisians have actually cleared out of the city for the course of the Games. So it hasn't been complete smooth sailing, if you'll forgive me saying so, in the run up to today. And just this week, actually, hundreds of opening ceremony dancers called off a strike after reaching a pay deal with the event's organiser. So quite a bit of controversy around that too. And actually, we're hearing this morning the French rail company SNCF has been targeted by what it has called malicious acts on the system. A number of trains have been cancelled, so we'll keep an eye on that one as well. However, organisers are confident that this will be a night to remember. Here's Delphine Moulin. She is the director of celebrations at the Paris 20.
After 6 years of work, it's a great excitement, first of all, for the visitors which is coming, and also offering the city and the country to be really happy to have to have this experience 100 years after the last Games here in France. So it's a great opportunity for us. We are super excited, and it's also a proudness, like, you know, to be part of that. So I think it will be great, a great opening ceremony in the city, and some great innovation. So let's start.
And that was Delphine Moulin, the Director of Celebrations at the Paris 2024 Olympic Games.